Being one-pointed, solutions stand forth. Being one-pointed, solutions stand forth. All of us like to think that we're one-pointed. We like to think that we are persistent and consistent. We like to think that we do things correctly. But do we do things correctly? If you take a ball and you strike at it with a bat, the ball is going to go sometimes one place and sometimes another. If you take a golf ball and you strike at it with a club, sometimes that ball is going to go where you'd like to have it go, and other times it's going to just go where it goes. You'll make slices and hooks, and you'll have all sorts of wonderful things. It's not the ball's fault, because the ball is just there to do whatever we want it to do. It's not the club's fault, because the club is designed to do wonderful things under the skill and tutelage of people who know how to use the club. They know how to make the club go. Now, the club is a tool, and it's a tool for accomplishing something. The bat is a tool, it's a tool for accomplishing something. They are part of the problem. Now, what is the solution? The solution is having the ball go where you want it to go. The solution is having the ball arrive at what point on the fairway you'd like to have it if you're playing golf, or where you want it to go when you're playing baseball or soccer. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen such a busy ball in all your life? Up, down, in, out. They hit it with their heads, they hit it with their knees, they hit it everywhere, and they want to get it into a goal. Well, what is the aim of the soccer game? The aim of the soccer game is to make points by putting the ball in the goal. The aim of baseball is by allowing the person who's batting the ball to be able to run from base to base, and his compatriots, his team, to run from base to base. But what is the essence of all of this? Being one point, solutions stand forth. Now, Tiger Woods has been a good teacher to us. He's done dumb things like all people do, but he's been a good teacher to us. And what's the main thing that Tiger Woods has taught us in his playing golf? His main issue has been to have the ball go where you want it to go. And so Tiger Woods takes his club and he strikes the ball, or he caresses the ball, or he nudges the ball in the direction he wants it to go. And so he sends that ball down the fairway toward the green and perhaps a hole in one. Now, this is all fine and dandy. This is all beautiful. But what is the purpose of soccer? It's to make points by getting the ball in the goal. What's the purpose of basketball? It's shooting baskets. To put the basket, to put the ball into the basket. How long are we going to take before we wake up? We're not playing with a club. We're not playing with the rules of the game. We're not playing with anything. We're putting that ball in that basket. That is the essence of the game. We're putting that ball in the field, into that goal. We're putting that ball into where? The hole. The hole on the green. Every game has a purpose. It has a direction. It has a goal And when we are being one-pointed with the solution, with the goal, we achieve it. But if we're going to try to dance with the basketball down the field, if we're going to be dancing with a golf ball down the field or whatever we're doing, then we're not playing the game for what the game is. Truly, great geniuses, and many of the great basketball, football, baseball, golf players will all tell you the same thing. Their time in meditation is extremely important to them because they concentrate on what it is, the purpose of the game. The purpose of the game is to make the goal. Now, how do you make the goal? How does Tiger Woods make the goal? What does he do that is so unique that makes him a very proficient player? He allowed himself to be distracted from playing the game by being interested in girls and going off and having a marriage and then going off and having a girlfriend while he's married and all of these things. Now, what is that all about? That's not the game, is it? But you're making it the game. We're all making it the game by looking and reading about it in the newspapers and magazines and on television and so forth. What is Tiger Woods? Who is he? Do we want... Who do you think... How do you think Tiger Woods gets himself off balance? How do you think he gets himself off his game by doing things that are making the public not too happy with him? The public is not interested in Tiger Woods as a lover. If he were a Don Juan, we wouldn't be thinking bad thoughts about him. But Tiger Woods is a golfer. He is playing golf, and that is where his magic is. That's where his magic is with us. And whenever he loses sight of his game, when he loses sight of his magic, of being one-pointed on the solution that he is there for, then the game becomes less important. The game becomes less wonderful, and he becomes the target rather than the game. When you or I, when we want to have success in any area, success in being a financial person, success in being a parent, success in being a husband or wife, success in being a teacher, in any field that we get into, what must we have to be a success? We must be one-pointed on the solution of the game. What is it that the solution of the game is? What is it that the solution of the game is for Tiger Woods? What is the solution of the game for you? Now, we say, my goodness, I have cancer. My goodness, I have illness. My goodness, I have unhappiness in my body. Well, what is going on that's giving us unhappiness in our body? We're not being one-pointed in what our game is. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Tiger Woods says, I strike this ball and I send it exactly where I want it to go. Exactly. The Boston Globetrotters, with their basketball dancing around the court, they're playing with the ball. That ball is a game for them. It's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Even the music goes along with it. They're concentrating on the game. And their game is just to play, make the participant, the audience, enjoy their playing the game. And they shoot the basket, and they do these things. They're wonderful. Well, why are they not so prominent anymore? Because that's not the game that people wanted to see them play. People don't want to see a winner. Because if they see a winner, then they feel guilty about not being that winner themselves, because they know how that winner is a winner. That winner is a winner because that winner has their mind one-pointedly on the game. Now ask yourself, are you a parent? Are you a good parent? Are you a bad parent? Are you a good husband, a good wife? Are you a good homeowner? Are you a good employee in any organization? Are you a good manager for any company? Why do they take the top CEOs and put them into other CEO business? It's not the product they're selling. It's the CEO topic that they're selling. They're selling the idea that here is a man of management who knows how to manage people to accomplish whatever they want to do, build cars or make toilet paper. You know, it doesn't really matter. Now, what is it you want to do? What is it you want to be one-pointed about? Well, all is in divine order. You say that, but you don't mean it. Because if you meant all is in divine order, you would not allow yourself to take the ball and put it in the wrong place. You would not allow yourself to get messed up in areas that are not your game. A philosopher is always a philosopher. A mathematician is always a mathematician. When he gets out of his field of mathematics, or out of his field of philosophy, or out of his field of whatever the name of the game is for him, he sometimes loses his way. And he loses his way because he's not one-pointed. He's not one-pointed in what he wants to do. If you go to yourself and you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, say it until you're blue in the face. Let me tell you something. The basketball geniuses, the football geniuses, the soccer geniuses are people who love the game. And they're in there playing the game, and they do everything they can to build up their skills and to not hurt their muscles in the process, because if they strain a leg or something, they're out of the game. And they're out of the game for a long time, maybe permanently. But when you're one-pointed, you play in your ideal body. You play in your ideal mind. You play in your ideal, and you say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. All. You say that until you live that. That's the total meaning of your life. It's the total meaning of your essence. It's the total meaning of anything that's important to you. Nothing else matters to you. And if you have anything going on in your world that is not part of your happy solution, then you better get back and learn that game again. How do you play the game? We always laughed at Ingeborg because she liked to rewrite the rules and play it according to her, and bless her heart. Who wrote the rules in the first place? Now, this is the point. Are you playing the game by somebody else's rules with somebody else, trying to get somebody else's approval? Or are you playing the game by your rules, and are you playing it top drawer? To sit down and meditate in the middle of the soccer field while everybody's kicking the ball around you is not really the thing to do. It's not allowed in the rules of the game. But to sit down before you play the soccer game and get your balance in, get yourself on your solution, get yourself on success, then a perfect game is yours. Because you're not playing somebody else's game, you're playing your game. You've made those rules your life. Now, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. What a bunch of garbage, what a bunch of baloney, what a bunch of nonsense. Have you ever heard of anything more stupid than that? Well, that's what people believe. They think they can go on thinking that they're sick and not be sick. They think they can go on feeling that they're not successful and be successful. They think they can go on saying, I have a terrible marriage, and then have a nice marriage. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As we think in our whole, as we dream every moment of our life, as we have every attitude of our being, wherever it is, that's where we are. I live unconditionally loving with every being on the face of the earth. And when, I just use this as a little illustration here. If Mr. Obama would respond to those who were after him, trying to tear him down, he would be dead. Mm-hmm. Mr. Obama is there to do a job, and he's doing it very well. He's not succeeding as quickly as he could because a lot of people are tearing him down, but he doesn't care. He's not in there for a quick success. He's in there for putting the principle to work and having it be success in his world. Mr. Obama is a success. Would we vote for him for president again? You bet. Would we give him the old Roosevelt president support? You bet. He doesn't need it. He is going to go off and do other wonderful things, just as some presidents have done. Most presidents in the past have felt that they so nose and snooty in the air, they're so good that they should be appreciated, Mr. President, even after they're no longer president. But people who go out and do things like a Jimmy Carter or like Abraham Lincoln or anybody else, you know, you say, Abraham Lincoln, he was killed. No, he wasn't. He was a man who lived principle, and he lives on in our hearts. He lives on in the nation's hearts. You see, it's not whether you live or die, but it's how you live and believe in yourself. And if you believe in yourself that you are divine, that you're whole and perfect, that all is in divine order, then so it is. Make this your call today for who you are and watch it happen. Because being one-pointed on solutions lets the solutions stand forth. Join me in this knowledge, this recognition, this awareness, because it's the truth. And know that as I love me, I love you. I love you. I love you.